After getting a massive infection, it looked like Franklin Lloyd would lose his right leg. Aggressive antibiotic treatments just weren't working, and the infection kept spreading wider and deeper. The 67-year-old kidney transplant recipient has a weakened immune system. It's most likely the reason why he got the infection in the first place and why standard treatments failed.
The fear was that I'd have to trade my leg for the kidney. And that was a big concern.
Determined to save his leg, doctors and nurses at North Shore LIJ in Manhasset began looking for alternative treatments and decided to dress Lloyd's infection with honey. Lo and behold, the healing powers of honey, first used 4,000 years ago by Egyptians to treat wounds, began to work, allowing the infection to gently be removed without aggressive and potentially dangerous surgery, given Lloyd's fragile state.
It helped to soften the non-viable tissue so we didn't have to invasively cut into his leg to remove. And it worked beautifully on him.
This isn't the same honey you put in your tea. It's derived from beehives in New Zealand and then treated with gamma radiation. It was approved by the FDA in 2007, a godsend for Sally Lloyd, who was just so glad her husband was able to avoid surgery.
They don't know whether he would have survived that. So it was a lifesaver, and thank God for it.
The wound is still healing, but it's tiny now, and Lloyd can't wait to go back to doing the things he loves, like spending time with his grandchildren and going on vacation. In Manhasset, Rob Hoyle, PIX News at 10.